Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. You have entered the realm of 1111 Talk Radio. Your host is Simran. It's time to discover your own language with the universe. Empower yourself, broaden your mind, open your heart, and discover who you are. Now, here's your host, Simran.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am thrilled to have you again this week with 1111 Talk Radio. I'm overly excited because I have one of the icons that I have admired for years and years and years. Many of you may not know that my earlier career was in fashion, both in retail and in design, and I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology, where I was able to attend several talks and also fashion shows by Norma Kamali, and it was incredible to watch her, to see how she lived her life, to look at her clothing and all of the things that she expanded. And my life led me to different kinds of patterns. It led to the patterns in personal growth and spiritual development. So I transitioned into the wellness category. And that has been a beautiful experience for me. But it has led me back to talking with Norma Kamali here about fashion and her fabulous new book, I Am Invincible. She will tell you that personal growth and wellness does not have to be difficult. It may require some effort and some planning and at times some willpower, but it does not have to have a price tag and it's not exclusive. Exercise is free, singing, dancing, and laughing are free, meditation is free, and so is sleep. And so we're going to talk about aging boldly and beautifully and all of the steps that she has taken to stay so radiantly young-looking and vibrant at age now 76. She's just had a birthday in June, so we wish her a happy birthday. Norma Kamali is an iconic fashion designer whose clothes have been seen on Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. She created the iconic red swimsuit that Farrah Fawcett wore in the posture scene around the world and in the 70s. Created the infamous sleeping bag coat that is worn by everyone from Rihanna to Christina Aguilera for years. She just came out with this book, I Am Invincible, which is part biography and part manual for women that are learning to age with power. Welcome, Norma, to 1111 Talk Radio. It is a delight to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. I love what you're doing, and obviously we're in the same camp when it comes to self-love, in not in a narcissistic way, but in a way that can only benefit our well-being, but also draw better people to us, better opportunities. When we don't feel good about ourselves, we draw some funky-dunky people and some really not great experiences. So I love that this is what you do.
You know, that's very true, and most people don't realize that that complete ideology that we hold inside, that level of belief, of self-esteem, it really does create this aura outside of us that is that attractor factor to create the experiences in people that we draw in. Was that something that you were conscious of early on in your younger years, or is it something that you came to realize as you began to love yourself to greater and greater degrees?
Well, it's certainly not what any of us know intuitively until we feel and experience what that is like when it goes wrong. And I think the 20s, as I cover in my book, I have the section that deals with each of the decades. And when I remember my 20s represented a time to me and to every other person, and this book is sort of a handbook for women too. In your 20s, you're discovering who you are, what your relationships are about, what your friendships are about, how good you are in the workplace, all of those first experiences, sex, how are you relating sexually to other human beings? All of that is first time. And quite frankly, you're insecure, you're vulnerable, you don't know anything. A lot of it is just a crapshoot, and you're standing out on a ledge most of the time, deciding, hopefully I don't fall off this ledge in this little experiment. And sometimes we do fall off the ledge. And I think because we're vulnerable at that age, we do attract people who take advantage of vulnerable human beings. So even if we have a good sense of ourselves and we feel good about ourselves, lack of experience creates vulnerability. So we learn very early on what a creep looks like, what they behave like, how they are. And there's a lot of pain involved with that. There's a lot that we learn, and sometimes it's through, you know, being objectified or having a really bad experience. And it's through those experiences that we determine that this is not working for us. We don't want to feel bad. We want good experiences. Or we allow ourselves to feel bad and to continue to be taken advantage of. And then we learn that that's not good, and there's a lot of work to do to get out of that. But through your 20s, you understand how self-love is critically important. And the more we become empowered and less vulnerable, the more power we own, and the better people we attract, better situations we attract. But the 20s are, you know, you're in the trenches and you get beaten up a little bit. And that's how you decide what works and what doesn't work.
You know, that's one of the beautiful parts of your book, is you go through the different age stages and you have kind of a theme around each of them. And it helps women to realize we all really do go through the same things. We all have the same situations, beliefs, encounters. And there is this template that we can realize that we can move towards. And I love that in the way that you move through each of the decades and illustrate.
It's so critically important. A very big part of why I did this book was because when I was going through the decades myself, and especially as a female entrepreneur in the 70s, you can imagine I had nobody to look to. I had no mentors. I really was out there on my own. And just being a woman during that time and going through the decades on that time, but then adding entrepreneur to that, I was desperate for a handbook, but there were none. And so I really felt having this handbook to say to women, you are not alone. I learned in the 53 years I've been in business, being around women every day and decades of women, that every decade is a shared experience for every generation to come. We will all have the same experience. We will be going through hormonal changes over different periods of time. We'll be going through explorations and transitions through different periods of time. And it is what we are meant to be doing. We each go through them for our growth, personal growth and emotional growth and spiritual growth, but you're not alone. That's the beauty of it. That's what this book is meant to say to everyone. Don't go crying in your pillow when you hit 30 because you haven't met your soulmate and you're not, you know, planning how many kids you're going to have in the house and the fence and the whole thing. No, it's not for everybody. That's not when it happens for everyone. And as you know, I met my soulmate at 65. So I clearly was not on schedule with the way everybody thinks it should be. But we do have a different chronological schedule. But the basic decade experience, the transitions are the same for all of us. We have a different story to tell, but it's the same.
I think that helps to create a sense of belonging when we know that other women go through the same things that we go through, and that there is this template and now guidebook in your book, I Am Invincible. When we talk about fashion can be one of two things. One, it can be this display of uniqueness, our authenticity, and expression of who we are that really allows us to stamp into that self-esteem that we have. Mm-hmm. And yet there is a shadow side to fashion as well, where it becomes the mask and it becomes the way we try to portray an image and that sort of thing. Can you talk to women about the distinction of really stepping out of the mask of fashion and stepping into the true anchoring of their identities and who they really want to exude as their authentic selves?
You know, that question has so many deep layers, and I'm gonna take it first to just if you just think about our faces and our bodies without clothes, right? There's an authentic self, an authentic beauty we all have that no other human being has. Even twins aren't exactly the same. And the look that we have, that we're born with, and that our genetic makeup is such a treasure. And it's something that we really need to understand and believe in. But we question it. And I'll give my example. I'm Lebanese and Basque. I grew up in an Irish Catholic neighborhood. Everybody, to me, was so beautiful, and I was not. Why? Because in the 50s, which is, can you believe that's how long ago it was when I was growing up, we lived in neighborhoods. You didn't leave your neighborhood. So the idea, and we TV, guess what? Guess who didn't have a TV? Everybody in my neighborhood. So we looked at each other. So the standard for beauty was very clear. It was an Irish beauty, and Irish children are the most gorgeous children you can imagine. And all of a sudden, my nose is growing, and theirs is staying short and turning up, and their blue eyes and freckles and the whole thing. And I'm lying on my face trying to get my nose to turn up at night because it was just getting longer and bigger. And so my sense of my beauty was distorted by just my references. My references said one thing, and I was presenting another. And so can you imagine that this is how you start to identify with authentic beauty? So we all do it. We all have our story, right? There's some either a magazine image that you think is beautiful and you're not that, or some friend that you think is beautiful and you are not that. We all have something that tells us we're not pretty enough. We're not good enough. We're not thin enough. We're not tall enough. We're not enough. Bottom line is, you have, and this is something, because I've been in fashion for 50 years and because I've seen beauty through every decade and how it gets redefined all the time, we're in the most wonderful time where authentic beauty is celebrated. It is finally celebrated. So the more you look like the best version of yourself, the better it is. So the best version of yourself does not mean lip implants and cheek implants. It means healthy lifestyle. Eat good food, it's like medicine. Your hair will shine. Your eyes will shine. Your skin will glow. Do things for you that, like a good night's sleep or working out, getting a good sweat. Doing those kinds of things will present the best version of you. Now, grooming is a good thing to do. So we can tweeze our eyebrows if we want to even them out, and we can shave our legs if we want to. We don't have to. We can make those choices, and that groomy part of it is sort of an option. But when you have a unique look that nobody else has, and you make it the best, healthiest, most beautiful version of you, there's a power in that, and there's a pride in that that nobody else can have. And that's, beyond anything, the most valuable asset you have. And I think when women really take a good look at themselves and start to provide the best version of themselves, then you see a power that ages well, right? You age better when it's your authentic self. But when you, I'm going to use your word now, you mask who you are, either with clothes or makeup or implants or whatever, or nose jobs or all of that, when you start to create a different face, a different persona, you're telling a lie, and you know you're telling a lie, and that creates guilt. It creates self-esteem issues. So if you go out on a date and you have false eyelashes on, you have hair pieces, you have Spanx or whatever the thing is that's holding you in, you have all these things going on, what happens when you take all of that off? It's the real you, and it should be a real you that you never want to disguise unless it's a costume party and you're playing. So I really think the less you do to mask and cover up, the more power you have, because you're showing confidence in what you're presenting. I think being fit and being healthy takes work and determination, but the pride you feel in how you feel and how you look is well earned, and you only benefit over time, especially in the aging process.
Norma Kamali's thoughts about lifestyle are really simple. If you can control the quality of your life, why not do it? You can design your lifestyle to create the outcome you desire. Norma Life is her philosophy for living. It's built around the three pillars: sleep, diet, and exercise, and the simple things everyone can do to maintain balance, happiness, and good health. Norma Kamali is an American fashion designer and entrepreneur best known for innovative designs that become timeless style, among them the sleeping bag coat, sweats as everyday sportswear, and her influential swimwear. She's a healthy lifestyle and wellness authority and an advocate of aging with power and lives in New York City. You might be interested to know that she's been busy during our pandemic creating Home Design, a home collection of easy care, functional, timeless, multi-purpose, indoor and outdoor pieces like her clothing. She means wellness and she means a healthy lifestyle. We'll be right back with Norma Kamali and her new book, I Am Invincible. You can find out more at normakamali.com. We'll be right back.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships? More empowered community, greater fulfillment and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. Courses.1111mag.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I want to let you know that the Rebel Roads is about to embark again. I will be leaping out on the road and venturing all kinds of places. So definitely check out 1111 Magazine. I'll keep you up to date on my adventure as I weave my way through the country and start to meet many other interesting people that I will share with you through the pages of 1111. You can check that out always for free. It is digital at 1111mag.com. I'd also love to share with you a special offer for 1111 Talk Radio listeners. If something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, I want you to know about BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. They're giving my listeners 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/11. Spell out the word 11. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. They'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be in your local area. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log into your account at any time. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need. It's also more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. Again, 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/11. There are over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional at BetterHelp. So you can check them out and get your 10% off. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states as well. Just wanted to share that little special incentive for you. My guest today is Norma Kamali. She's an iconic fashion designer whose clothes have been seen on Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. She creates timeless pieces and now has also created a home design collection that you can check out. You can go to her website, normakamali.com. And definitely pick up her copy of her book, I Am Invincible. She says, when I feel empowered and when I am healthy, I am strong. And then I can do all the things I need to do to reach the goals I need to reach in order to fulfill my big dreams that are as big as the world and as optimistic as my mind can imagine. I will age with power and influence, change because I know my purpose. A beautiful mantra for all women. Welcome back, Norma. I want to talk a little bit about timelessness, and you're welcome to share your experience of growing up, which was very different than my own. You had a mother that was very conscientious about what she put in her body and what she put in her children's bodies. And you learned a lot through that, probably consciously and unconsciously. But what really intrigued me about when I was reading through your book was that concept of timelessness, because we live in such a fast-paced world where people never have enough time. They actually don't even utilize the time that they have. So to rest in a state of timelessness throughout work life, casual life, creative life, that's a very powerful concept.
Yeah, I think one of the things you learn with age, you know, and just to reaffirm that aging with power is really a real thing, because the confidence you get through information like this, that something that is timeless has an incredible value in your life, whether it's clothing or things that are part of your life, that stay a part of your life. It resonates with everything we talk about today about sustainability also. If you have something that is the opposite of disposable, with disposable clothing, things you get tired of and you get rid of, that you don't even want to recycle, things that you can have for a long period of time and that stay relevant through that period of time are really so incredibly valuable. And you know, one of the things that I think about is I remember in fashion, I met these women who were fashion icons that were, you know, celebrated as these socialites that were just incredibly elegant and fashionable. And I learned, you know, I met Gloria Vanderbilt and I met Jacqueline Kennedy and I met this woman called Bunny Mellon, and they were just from worlds so different from anything I understood. But they really represented what fashion and sort of the elite look at style. And I, one thing I learned from all of them was that they never threw away their clothes. They bought things that they were going to keep forever. They weren't really wasteful about quantity of clothing that you might think, but they had quality of clothing, whether it was an investment piece or a style like Jackie Kennedy. If any of you know who she is as far as the style icon goes, she would have a very simple t-shirt and a pencil pant that she wore for years in different colors, but basically the same look and that same timeless silhouette, like Audrey Hepburn, that same timeless silhouette. And so I looked at all of them and I thought, there is something so classic about that that never goes wrong. It's like those photographs people take at a certain time in their lives, and you have a really big laugh because it was, it's so funny, almost like costume party pictures. But when you can see something that will always look good, no matter what decade it is, that's something you don't want to throw away. And we are really believers that at this time and place, that not throwing away things, but keeping them or recycling them to a friend who might be able to incorporate that something into their lives is more valuable now than it ever might have been before. The fashion industry throwing away, you know, pounds and pounds of clothing is just such an obscene act that we can't even think that way anymore. So I think a timeless look is an extraordinary look, which takes us back to authentic beauty. Authentic beauty is a timeless look. A timeless look in the way you dress is also extraordinary, but it can be your unique timeless look, your unique take on what fashion is, or home, or anything that might be a part of your life, whether it's art you collect or things that you create. So timeless has always been a very big part of my work. My sleeping bag coat, I think, is probably the best example of it. I designed the coat on a camping trip where I needed to go out into the woods in the middle of the night, and I was freezing cold, and I wrapped my sleeping bag around me. And then when I came back to the city, I made a coat out of it because I thought, I need to put sleeves on this thing. It's going to keep me warm through the winter. That same pattern is the pattern I use today. I never stopped making the sleeping bag coat, primarily because it's a piece of clothing that functions. It's timeless because it not only functions, but its style is unique, and it doesn't define a decade or a trend. So I think in life, the things we choose that are timeless tend to be the things that bring us the most joy and are the most comfortable to live with.
I agree. Growing up, my mother always said, if you're going to buy something, buy one, but buy a good one. It's better than having a whole bunch. And I think we're experiencing a shift. There has been this world of consumption, especially in the Western society, where it has just been on to the next thing and constant consumption. And I know that the fashion industry has been much like that. But it does appear that our younger people that are coming up, they are more conscious. They're more simple. They want to simplify and not have as much stuff. They want to live lighter. So things like your sleeping bag coat, things like that, and that are the timeless pieces that are multifunctional, seem to be more of a direction that they are willing to go, which is really quite powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to talk about the 30s, because that was a time that you left your husband and your business was taking a turn. And so often for women in their 30s or sometimes in their early 40s, there are those situations of leaving a relationship or starting over or beginning on a business where we're trying to find who we are. What were the 30s like for you?
Well, you know, I got married at 19 and divorced at 29. So it started my own personal quest as an independent woman. And again, we're talking about a time when that wasn't typically what was happening. We started the business together. He was a student in New York, and I was working for an airline traveling, and I found in the 60s, the 60s revolution happening in London, and for 4 years, I traveled round trip because I was working for an airline in the office. And I wanted to travel, and I was in London every weekend. So it was as if I was living through that period, and it had an incredible influence on what my life would be and what my work would be. We were together 10 years, but when you get married at 19 as a child, by the time you're heading into 30, you're a completely different person, and it's a miracle if you can actually have anything in common with the 19-year-old you and the 19-year-old mate that you have. So while I probably would have stayed in that relationship, but I was, I really felt for my own self-esteem and my own pride and dignity. Being humiliated was not comfortable for me. And I left, and it was very difficult to leave because I only had $98 to my name, and my ex-husband managed the money, which is what every woman believed should be, that the man knows more about money than the woman does. So I assumed that as well. And to leave everything that I knew and loved, all of the work I was doing and discovering myself as a designer, and to leave literally with $98, and I was in an apartment with a mattress, I didn't even have curtains, I was really in a situation that you would think I could not leave, that I should not leave. And I was held captive in an odd way. I left for my dignity. I had no idea what I was going to do. And I learned a very big lesson that if you tell your story, people can help you. Nobody ever knew the discomfort, the situation I was in. Nobody knew anything about my life because I was very quiet. I was very shy. And in an odd set of circumstances, I had an appointment with an editor from the LA Times, and I never met with the press, but she pushed and insisted and insisted. And the day after I left, I had a lunch appointment with her, and I was not prepared. I didn't know how to cancel it. I didn't have her number. And so I met her, and my face was swollen from crying, and she asked me what happened. And for the first time, I just divulged everything and said everything. And she was an incredibly, and still is, an incredibly kind, generous human being who showed me compassion and said, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to find people to help you too. And I learned something very valuable, that if you can tell your story and you can communicate what you need and what you need, people actually help you. They actually do help you. So lessons to all who are listening, if you keep your keep everything to yourself, it's great, it's wonderful, but then you have a little private story that never will be told. And unless you really communicate, you're really creating a wall that doesn't need to be there. So my adventure through my 30s was faking it till I make it. I thought I would be found out, that I didn't know what I was doing most of the time. From the designing perspective, I felt really good, but I wasn't really sure if I knew how to run a business or if I knew how to do all the things that you need to do to get a company off the ground. And I just, you know, I fell down a lot of times. I made a lot of mistakes, but I knew I wanted this more than anything, and that I had to get up quickly, get off my butt if I fell down, and just do it again and do it better the next time. And I think your 30s are the time when you fake it until you make it. You learn what it is you're good at. You learn lessons, and you learn how to do things better. And so the 30s are a big adventure. It's a big exploration into understanding your brand as a person, your brand as a business, if it's a business. And it's a great exploratory time.
Norma Kamali's book, I Am Invincible, is a beautiful guide for women. It will not only carry you through the different age stages, but you can understand how to live normal life. You can understand the ritual of sleep. She gives you tips on what to eat, recipes, guides on how to be more fit, and even how to create more balance in your work life, as well as within your relationships. This is a book about lifestyle for women, and a wonderful opportunity to
take in the beautiful nuggets that are sprinkled throughout her book. Again, it is I Am Invincible by Norma Kamali. You can go to her website, normakamali.com. The link is in the bio description on the show page for her. And you can find out about her new home design collection as well. It's easy care, functional, timeless, multi-purpose pieces for indoor and outdoor, just like her clothing. She knows that wellness is life, and life means wellness. Once again, pick up your copy of I Am Invincible. It is a powerful, beautiful guide for women to understand not only how to live well, but how to age well. We'll be right back with more of the beautiful Norma Kamali.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships, more empowered community, greater fulfillment and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides, and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. courses.1111mag.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
My guest today is Norma Kamali, and she is a fashion icon. She has written a book called I Am Invincible, which is an empowering guide for women to really understand what it is like to go through the different age stages, but more so to have a lifestyle guide. She moves through the book, letting you know all of the different things that she has done to create normal life, to create a beautiful experience of her own life, to stay healthy, well, vibrant, and alive. She has created her own regimen for youthful aging, and she is sharing it through here, and it encompasses everything from breath work to meditation, sleep rituals, to how to take care of your body, eating healthy, and how to function throughout your work life. It is quite filled with lots of wonderful nuggets and beautiful information to support you as a woman in stepping into greater and greater empowerment. You can find out more about everything that she does at normakamali.com. That's normakamali.com. The link is in her bio description on the show page. Welcome back, Norma. Hi. I would love to talk a little bit about what it means. I'm in my 50s, and you talk about being in your 50s means you've survived. I do feel like I've survived, finally. And what that means to move on. You've just celebrated your 76th birthday, which is incredible. And you look amazing. And I know that when people look at you, they only not only see the external, but the internal of you and the aura of you is something that illustrates peace, wellness, holistic care, and a real grounding that has taken place. Is that part of the aging process through 50s, 60s, and 70s that yeah. has just been natural?
Yeah, no, it's a process. You know, nobody, you know, my book is I Am Invincible, but maybe I'm invincible one in every 10 days. You know, I treasure those days where I feel like everything is working. I feel good. I feel like I look good. I feel strong. So it's, you know, there's no such thing as the perfect everything every day. It's a process and it fluctuates. It goes up and down. But if your intention is to live a healthy lifestyle and you intend not to have ice cream every day and you intend to get a good night's sleep, that's such a big part of it because it means your head is in the right space and that you're working towards doing the best things you can do for yourself. 50 is, you know, this is reinvention time. Look at you. Look at what you're doing. You're vital. You're relevant. What you do has meaning. Your plan for yourself includes travel and doing things that are going to influence people and help people. That's a sign of looking at 50 in the most positive way possible. It's an empowering approach to aging, and you're setting the path for the rest of your life. And people who listen to you probably are very similar to you. As you know, people that engage with what we do are very much like us. So there's the influence you have over a lot of people who are as interested in hearing what you have to say, but also doing what you have to say, mean that there will be a lot of women who are in their 50s and will stay relevant till the last day, the last breath, the last moment. And that is a wonderful thing. That is the way it should be. We should not become invisible. We reinvent. We shed the skin from our 20s, 30s, 40s. We shed away what has no purpose in our lives anymore. And we start fresh with all of the dreams, all of the hopes, everything that we want to do in this lifetime. And looking at the long game is really where it's at. So every day I'm looking at the long game. What do I want to do tomorrow? What do I want for my future? What do I want to do for my company, for my family, for my city, for my country, for the world? I'm always looking at it in that perspective. Anything can happen, but your intention is so, so critically important. 50 also doesn't mean that you're not pretty anymore. And I mean that it sounds superficial, but it's really sort of a metaphor for beauty at any age. And I remember in my 40s, as my hormones are changing, I'm going through all of the stuff we all are very familiar with as you go through your 40s and into your 50s. And I was wearing makeup, face makeup, and, you know, not doing a huge cover-up, but I was putting, you know, makeup on every day, covering my skin because I wanted it to look good. But I realized I was just covering something that shouldn't be covered. I shouldn't cover skin that's healthy because it has lines in it. I should show it, but show it at its best. So one of the things I did was I just threw away my makeup. I still wear mascara, maybe a brow brush, and a lip color. But I decided to create products for my skin where I could not have to wear makeup, where I could just show my skin. And that's a big leap forward for a lot of people. And to have healthy looking skin that is not covered in a mask, which is a word we referred to in the earlier in this conversation, is really, really important as you get older. It is important to obviously do all you can through sleep, diet, exercise to have the best skin you can have, but also what you put on your skin is meaningful. So I was traveling around a lot, and I have a passion for olive oil, and I was visiting olive orchards, and I started to create products from olive oil and from ingredients that I found in my travels. And they're very simple, timeless ingredients. And I have a skin line that's four products. It just is what it is. But if you didn't want to buy anything and you just use simple things, like don't use soap because soap is not what you want to put on your skin. But if you want to clean your skin and you just clean it without product, without, you know, my mother never used soap on her skin, it's probably a good idea. And I think if you also think about moisture, even if you took a little bit of olive oil and put olive oil on as a moisturizer, that's the best moisturizer you can have. And it's a great massage oil too. And if you wanted to create an exfoliant and you put something in the olive oil as an exfoliant, and it could even be salt that you mix in there, very fine salt, you have an exfoliant. So I sort of did a more amplified, elevated version of that, but it's very simple. You clean your skin, you moisturize your skin, and exfoliate. And the only one other thing I do is I created a moisturizer that develops in your skin, so it creates a color and it just evens out your skin tone so you can sweat and do whatever you want to do. And I'm not saying this because I want people to buy these products. And in fact, I feel uncomfortable talking about it, but I'm talking about it to say you don't need a lot to sort of create self-care. You need very few things. I use three products every day, and a mascara and a lip tint from Hara, which is made out of plant and fruits, and it's beautiful. And that's it. And I don't wear nail polish. Horst, who created Aveda, taught me early on about the chemicals that can make women sick through beauty products. So the simplicity of what you use, and again, the sustainable thing, the timeless thing, everything I use is timeless. Everything I just told you about, olive oil is timeless, salt is timeless. Just the simple things that work over a long period of time are really key to how you look at aging and beauty and self-care. And I really hope that if you are thinking about changing what you're doing on your face or self-care or your hair, that you really think about simplicity. A few products that do the job, stay loyal to them, do yourself a favor, easy, very easy to maintain over a long period of time, and keeping your authentic self.
Simplicity, timelessness, ease. Those are words that have created the foundation for Norma Kamali's lifestyle and life, and she has shared beautifully some of the tips. Her book, I Am Invincible, is packed with so much information that will help you bring yourself to an easier lifestyle and having a more radiant place of well-being within your expression. So I definitely urge you to pick it up. I have one last question for you. We have just a minute left, Norma, and I would say, what did you gain out of writing this book? How did it change you in putting this together?
Well, I think the outcome is the most informative and is the most in having conversations like this. I realize the feedback that I'm getting is overwhelming in a positive way, that women have really been very complimentary and thankful for sharing and openly sharing. And I realize that I need to make the book a more accessible tool in maybe in some other mediums as well. And I'm so happy to, because I feel like I feel that the book is my purpose, and that I really have to keep expanding it and providing as much information as I can possibly share from my 76 years and my 53 in business.
Well, thank you, Norma Kamali, for being on 1111 Talk Radio. Thank you for your fashion that you have given the world. And now thank you for this book, I Am Invincible, and the wellness and spirituality that you are spreading throughout it. Until next week, I am Simran, in love, of love, with love, and as love. Be well.
Thank you for opening your mind to a new reality, your heart to greater compassion, and your experience of aliveness with 1111 Talk Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.